Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
I need you, touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
There was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim. And we welcome him here.
Spirit of the living God.
Ruach Elohim.
Hey, Ruach.
And speak in his language tonight. We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed to speak the language of angels.
I have seen what the Lord has done.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. We bless his name. We praise his name. Hallelujah. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you. We worship you. We adore you in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. We praise you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Your name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The name above every name. Hallelujah. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory is coming in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God Almighty, he is the King of glory, the Omega, he is the Rose of Sharon, he is the Lily of the Valley. We bless his name, we praise his name, we worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your mighty move this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you are about to do in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. What the Lord has done for me, hallelujah, I cannot say it all, hallelujah, what the Lord has done, hallelujah, hallelujah, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praises shall continually be in my lips, aoria masanteria ko. Thank you, O God. You are good. You are awesome. Oh, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great is our God. How great is our God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. I'm so grateful, oh, God. Grateful to you, oh, God. Thank you for this breath, oh, God, that is yours. Oh, Father God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask for mercy. Son, you every morning, Lord, we repent of all that we have done that is not pleasing to you. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful, O God. Be merciful unto us in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Have mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Say, O God, upon our children, O God. Mercy upon our grandchildren, oh God, mercy. Mercy, oh God. Mercy upon our spouses, oh God. Mercy, oh God, have mercy. Our nieces and our nephews, mercy upon our siblings, mercy, oh God. Mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God, of your mercies on you every morning. Oh, God, thank you, oh, God, for your mercy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord, for your redeeming blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We release the blood of Jesus over atmosphere, the cyberspace, the network, over their service, oh God. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the environment in the blood of Jesus, the atmosphere that we're in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes, our apartments in the blood of Jesus. We soak our cars, our transportation in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything, every food, everything that we will eat or drink in the blood of Jesus. Everything our children will eat or drink in the blood of Jesus. Everything our spouses will eat or drink in the blood of Jesus. Everything our grandchildren will eat and drink today in the blood of Jesus. The blood, we soak everything our siblings will eat today in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, everything our nieces and our nephews, Horia, my son, Daria, will drink today in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Horia, my son, Daria, Lord, I soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in my body, in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let every organ, system, tissue all come into alignment with the word of God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we command the body to come in holy alignment with the holy word of God in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of my son dekayase in the name of Jesus. Yekuria my son dedeka yakuye dokoyemase. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We will fulfill our purpose and our destiny in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you came that we may have life and have life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning, we thank you for abundantly. We thank you for abundantly in the name of Jesus that we will live our lives abundantly. Hallelujah. We will live our lives abundantly, not just live life, but live life abundantly. Thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, that you raised up a standard. Oh, yes, against the enemy. We thank you, Father God, for raising up your standard. In the name of Jesus. Through it all, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord. We bless you. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength. And so, Lord, we just say thank you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, thank you. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. This morning we put on the full armor and the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, your holy angels doing your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for a fresh anointing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Jesus, we adore you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining in. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of, I will take it from the book of Luke. It's also in Mark. But I will take it from Luke 6:6-11. And if you have your Bibles, please write this down. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version, the Bible. This is where I'm going to read from. On another Sabbath, Hallelujah. Bear with me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross, all of you, O God, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I will start from verse 1. On a Sabbath, while he was going through the green field, His disciples plucked and ate some heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why you do what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answered them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also give it to those of him. And he said to them, 'The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. And we know today is the Sabbath day. So I want you to follow me. On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal unless so they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come and stand here." And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?" And after looking around at them, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fear and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. Hallelujah. The man with the withered hand. And the Lord spoke to me this morning to speak about hand. Hand. Hallelujah. The Lord prosper the works of your hand. I can go through so many scriptures. Hallelujah. I can go through so many, many scriptures on hand. Amen. And you will see the significance of hand, of your hand. And if I don't go to scripture, you know the significance of your hand. Amen. In the name of Jesus, then you use your hand for everything. You use your hand to do things for yourself, to do things for others. Your hand, you use your hand when you're working, you use your hand. Hope you use your hand. So that's what it said, bless the work of her hand and prosper the work of her hand. What is it? When God said bless her hand, bless the work of her hand. Even the hand of God is what it said, the right hand of God is upon your life. That hand, that right hand is blessings. The left hand of God is the judgment hand. God has his hands too. When we minister to others, we stretch forth our hands and we say, "Stretch forth your hands," and healing and deliverance will come in you when you be ordained and lay hands on you. The hands are very important. And it's very, very important. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, when the enemy tries to attack you, one of the things you do, he attacks your hands. What do you mean, Apostle? Because when he attacks your hands in the physical realm, you can't work when your hands are broken. You can't do what you want to do. Even your computer, you use your hands. Your telephone, you use your hands. I don't know if you know that your hands is your wealth. Your hands are prosperity. Your hands are blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Bible tells us where Moses lifted up his hands. And her and Aaron lifted those hands up. There was victory and the hands went up. You see, when you lift up your hands, as you lift them even where you are right now, if I say lift up your right hand, lift up your hand, what are you doing? You are blessing the Lord. You are praising the Lord. When you lift up your hands and you worship and praise Him, you are adoring, you're lifting up. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to do it, but even in your home, when you lift up your hands up unto the Lord, and you lift them up to receive, guess what? The Lord is releasing blessings into your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. So your hand is still so important. Psalm 63:4. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I will lift up my hands in your name. Hallelujah. You will lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. You're not going to lift up your hands in the name of the enemy, but you lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. And some people use their hands for evil. But I'm speaking to those who are using their hands for the good of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That's why when people tell you, when you pass money, some people are so particular about when you pass money into debt, you pass it with your right hand and you place it in their hands. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you see someone just throw money to you, no. It's not a blessing. Even when you're doing everything, even if you're doing your Cash App, it's your hands. You're using your hands to send your Cash App. You're using your hands to write a check. You're using your hands. You use your hands to bring glory and honor to the Lord. Psalm 28, verse 2 says, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary, hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you for help. When I lift up my hands. Hallelujah toward your holy sanctuary. Hallelujah. I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. The Lord is at, you will never be shaken. Hallelujah. Psalm 60, verse 8. Hallelujah. Your hands are very important. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. But there are so many people that's walking around with withered hands. Apostle, God knows, yeah, there are a lot. Your hands physically look good, but spiritually, your hands are withered. Everybody look at your hands. Oh, your hands look good. But spiritually, it is a withered hand. And Jesus wants to restore those hands. Hallelujah. Today, as the Sabbath day, Jesus wants to restore those hands. That means your hands are not bringing the blessings that it should bring. Why? Your hands are bringing the blessing. Before you stretch forth your hands, you got to lift up your hands. That means you have to surrender to the Lord. Hallelujah. But many people do not lift up their hands in praises and worship from their hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah. God cannot bless the work of your hands. Hallelujah. If you don't lift up praise and thanksgiving and bless the name of the Lord. Some people have withered hands because of generational issues. But the Lord wants to restore your hands. on this day. If you're okay, it's fine. But those who feel that their hands need to work in 100% capacity, hallelujah, I want you to stretch forth your hand. Suppose I'm okay, that's fine. If you're not okay, lift up your hands. I don't need to know who you are. But open your hands. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we open our hands unto you, Father, first of all, we ask you for mercy, for using our hands to do things that does not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for contaminating our hands. Oh God, we repent for contaminating. We repent for contaminating our hands, for doing our hands for evil instead of good. Oh God, we ask you for mercy, Lord, for contamination of our hands. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for mercy for our ancestors taking vows and covenants and having our hands contaminated. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, for all the blessings that you have released in the heavenly realm that should come to our hands in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning I pray that you will heal and restore our withered hands. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, restoration. Lord, we repent for not using our hands to bring praises, glory, and honor to your name. We thank you for not using our hands to bless. Oh, God, we repent for not using our hands to bless. Instead, we use our hands to curse. We use our hands to do evil things. Lord, have mercy upon us and restore our hands. Let our hands begin to function the way you ordain it. Prosper all the works of our hands. Father God, wash our hands in the blood of Jesus. Wash our hands in the blood of Jesus. Wash our hands in the blood of Jesus. Everything we touch, let it prosper in the name of Jesus. Anoint our hands. Anoint our hands, oh God, from this day forward. Anoint our hands, oh God. We thank you for an overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for creative miracles coming through our hands. We thank you, Lord, for your power and your anointing that comes through the hands, oh God. We thank you for healing and deliverance, that when we lay hands on the sick, healing with sick ones, deliverance with sick ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for using our hands to transfer your anointing and your power. Oh God, we thank you for strengthening our hands. We thank you, Lord, touring our hands. Oh God, let our hands come into alignment with the word of God. Father, thank you for restoration. Thank you for overflow of blessing. Thank you for restoring. We stretch forth our hands. Thank you for healing and restoration in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. What the Lord has done, restoration of your hands. I don't know if you got it. Restoration of your hands. Hallelujah. When your hands are not blessed, everything slows down. But when your hands are blessed, you receive an overflow of blessings. But then God said, what is in your hand? What did God tell Moses? It was. What was in Moses' hand? The rod. The rod was in him. He needed his hands to hold that rod to stretch it forth for miracles to take place. Your hand is very important. We bless God this morning. We thank God for restoring our children's hands, our spouse's hands. Thank God for restoration in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't believe, there are certain people, I just want to let them, they will touch your hair to cornrow it or put braids in it. Whatever, yeah, they're starting to be, all your hair will cut. Your hands are not good with your hair. And there are certain people who will touch your hair and they will just see your hair growing. Their hands are compatible with you. Hallelujah. And their hands are blessed. Certain people cannot even grow a flower, a seed, because their hands cannot do it. But there are some people that anything they plant, it grows. Why? It's the hands. Amen. So that's why you have to be particular. Even shaking hands, you got to be particular. Sometimes people shake your hands, and some people have gotten their hands shaken and they die because someone will put something in their hands, shake your hands, it goes through your bloodstream and you die. The hands, sometimes the pastor will lay a hand on you who is a satanic worshiper and he is passing an anointing from Satan on your hands. He's using his hands and he releases that anointing on you because your pastor is a satanic worshiper. So when he lays hands on you and you're not discerning, you, the anointing, a satanic anointing is placed upon you and you wonder what is going on. Hallelujah. May the Lord continue to give us discernment. In Jesus' name, get your Holy Communion ready in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We thank you for your revelation this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you this morning to bless the Holy Sacrament. Oh, Father, bless it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to thy throne of grace and we repent of anything that we've done that is hindering your plans and purpose for our life. Lord, we ask for mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. We do not want anything to hinder us when we take the Holy Communion. So, Lord, we ask you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your mercy. And so, Lord, as we ask you to wash our sins away, we ask you, oh Lord, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless this holy sacrament. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we invoke the covenant blessings that's in the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus upon our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak, oh God, healing in our physical bodies. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Oh, Father God, we pray that you release your DNA in the Holy Sacrament. We thank you for strength, oh God. Your strength is made perfect. We are weak, but you are strong. So we thank you. And we bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. After the same manner, he also took the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive your precious blood, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry for one another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set up. The rest will I set in order when I come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Thank you, Father God, for the blessings resting coming through our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Most importantly, we thank you for restoration of our hands. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We praise you. Father God, we lift up our Sabbath offering. Lord, we ask you to breathe on it in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Bless this offering, O God. Let it be used to bring glory and honor to your name, O God. We thank you for increase and overflow, O God, in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you. You love a cheerful giver. And thank you for all the cheerful givers, O God. Thank you for blessing the works of their hands. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the Sabbath blessing to rest upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, release your blessing. Release your blessing. Release your blessing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us rest in you this Saturday, O God, this Sabbath day. Let us meditate upon your word. Guide and protect us from every form of evil and darkness, seen and unseen. I speak the peace of God over each and every one this morning, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. Have a blessed weekend in Jesus' name. Amen.